Stephen Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about, you know, there's no time like the present.
Yep.
And before you go, oh my God, Steve, really? Are we going to talk about, you know, why Land Academy is successful again?
What?
Are you guys going to seriously sit there and spend 20 minutes talking about that again? No. No, we're not. Actually, we're probably not going to talk about Land Academy at all.
Okay.
I think it's more just like, this is more of like an extension of the show that you did, last week.
Last week, yeah. Exactly.
Well, I have a lot of questions for Jill. This is kind of her topic.
Okay.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the Land Investors online community. It's free.
Ricky asks, does offering a higher price per property in a more urban area with the intention to sell the property faster work?
Well, this is brilliant.
I like this.
Heck yeah, that works. That's the definition of the velocity of money within kind of a real estate environment. It's the real estate day trading model,
right.
like I like to refer to it. I think what you're really asking is, I found a good consistent market and I don't want to offer $200 an acre. I'd really rather offer $800 an acre on property that's probably worth $1,200 to $1,500 an acre, kind of up the ante a little bit, add a zero, as Jill says, and make sure that property's trading really quickly within that environment. And it's really funny that you bring this up too, because that's the model of House Academy. Mm-hmm. You know, only buy properties that are in really high velocity turning markets. And it's a scientific way to do it. I explain it all in House Academy. And you will make more money.
Yeah, because the model is you're going to offer more than other people. So they're going to accept your offer. You're going to obtain more property. And then you're going to sell it faster. Maybe not. You're not going to double your money. But that's okay. You're going to do much more property a lot faster and easier.
Yep.
So, and you're going to do just fine.
Right.
Yeah. Your money doesn't, and we use that a lot.
This is what we do.
You know, especially for houses, you can't do that. That's not what we do. So, I mean, you can, but it's, I don't want to do that.
We talk about this in the live show. There's huge, huge opportunities to hit home runs with rural vacant land because it's unwanted. The nature of it is unwanted. It's never going to get used. And the decision that people make to sell unwanted land is different than why they sell infill lots or houses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with infill lots in an urban area and houses specifically, they know they have something.
Right.
They're doing it because it's so convenient. That's the reason they're selling it to you versus like listing it on the MLS and having to clean everything out.
Exactly.
So they're willing to pay for convenience. With rural vacant land, it's just like, man, I really just want this out of my life.
Right.
I don't know how much it's really worth, and I actually don't care. For $1,000, you can have it. Knock yourself out.
Right.
It's a garage sale.
Yep. Thank you.
Today's topic, there's no time like the present. This is the meat of the show. Jill, can you start off by telling us what you talked about last week on your live show?
Yeah. It was the live show last week was called Now is a Time to Make Massive Change. And I really talked about, you know, it doesn't have to be January 1, you know, but this is naturally a time that we do make massive change. And I gave a couple steps and I wrote them down here. You know, what do you do to kind of plan for and be ready for and to do it right? So I talked about my version of hitting the reset button. And I think some people like that. They made some comments on that. And that was really good. I talk about that with even just our kids. You know, I tell our kids when you're like, you know, like just recently number three finished up middle school. He's in high school now. And we're like, how cool are you that you get to hit the, kind of get to hit the reset button. You know, if you weren't the person you wanted to be in middle school, you're coming into high school. You want to be a surfer kid. You want to be that kid. You kind of get to reset. You know, be the student you want to be, make the friends you want to have, that kind of a thing. And then as adults, we get to do that in our, if you move to a new city, that's a good reset button. Changing jobs is a good reset button. Relationships, that's a reset button. There's lots of things. What?
That's a nice way to say that.
Yeah. Please don't go home and tell your... Yeah, like, can you imagine? I'm hitting the reset button. You're out. And
I'm like, no. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Okay.
Well, I wouldn't phrase it like that.
Okay,
but,
yeah.
And I wouldn't do it flippantly, but
right.
Sometimes that needs to happen.
But no, you're right. It's true. Come on, that's true. You know, and even with friends, if you've had this, there's probably... If you've never let go of friends that are not good in your life... Then you're carrying around some friends that are probably not good in your life. You know, we've all
this is good advice.
We've all done that, and you need to do that. I know, and especially this is we didn't talk about this on my show, but I remember this coming up in the beginning there, talking to when I used to do a lot of the talk calls at the beginning when people were thinking about joining Land Academy. It was only me usually answering the phone and talking about it. And I remember a lot of people saying, how do I convince my wife? And I don't want you to, trying to think where I was, why I was going with this, but you have to, you know, you want to make sure everybody's in your world. Shoot, save me, Stephen. I kind of lost my total train of thought where I was going here.
I was actually thinking about something else.
Oh, what were you thinking about? I lost you too.
Save me, Stephen. Yeah, you did.
All right, let's get back to this. So here's my no time like the present notes. Number one, it doesn't have to be January 1st. It can happen anytime.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
I see more people exercising right now than ever.
And yeah.
I think it's just funny. Like, if I want to improve myself, I can do it in March.
Yeah, we did.
Or July.
We made some changes. It was right around tax time last year that we changed the way we eat.
Mm-hmm.
We changed, we got, I think in it was February. I think we got the elliptical in February. We changed our whole dieting, the way we, not like dieting, but what we
just
eat.
Changed what we ate.
In April,
the
tax time. And then there's other things. It doesn't have to be January 1, but just naturally when it happens. You want to make sure that you're ready, but not too ready.
You want to think it through.
Exactly. But don't think it through. Don't spend a month on it. You know, or if you do spend a month on it, maybe it is that big. Maybe it's a relationship thing. I want you to spend a month on it.
Yeah, I think spending a lot of upfront time on things is better.
Right. Don't spend 2 years on it.
Yeah.
That's really my point. You know,
but don't spend a weekend on it either.
Exactly. You shouldn't. You really can spend too much time sometime on this and thinking, I'm just not ready yet. Well, at some point you got to cut yourself off and just do it.
Yeah.
So, or make a decision to not do it. Just pick one. Don't let it weigh. That's a hard thing too, by the way. You don't want this cloud weighing on you, you know, for a long, long, long time. So make sure you're ready.
My takeaway from your show, and I really think this should be the point to this, is that if you want to do something, if you really want to do it, you're going to do it.
Yeah.
If you don't want to do it, you're probably not going to do it. And I know that sounds so cliche-ish, but I know I use the guitar example all the time. I've probably owned 6 guitars in my whole life, and I do not play the guitar, and I don't own one now. And it's all because, it's not because I'm not capable of it, or it's not because I honestly don't have the time, because I do have the time, you know, but I have not
chose not to
made a concentrated effort to put all of, do all the things, steps in place to learn, you know, that first song.
Mm-hmm.
or you know, whether it's a nursery rhyme song. So I'm not going to do it now. I've accepted that.
I have a question. For me, it's freeing. So was it freeing for you to unload all these guitars and not have them staring at you?
Yeah, so I never had them all at one time.
Right.
I just, you know, probably whimsically said I should learn how to play the guitar, usually on a Sunday, which is when I make all the bad decisions in my life because I have too much time on my hands.
Right.
And, was it, you know, what's freeing for me to sit here and say this right now? I'm never going to play the guitar.
That's nice.
I'm letting myself off the hook.
That's nice. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's a super simple.
It is.
Like, you can say that. You can have that attitude and say that sentence about some serious stuff in your life. Like,
and you know what? No one's going to think any differently of you. They're not going to look down at you like, oh, you don't want to play the guitar? No, I really don't. I'm choosing not to, and I'm good with that.
I'll never be a medical doctor.
Yeah.
This is fun. This is like therapy for me. How about you? You go.
My skiing days are over. I will never ever even get close to breaking a leg on skis because I'm done getting on skis.
That makes me happy too.
Good.
I mean about
not
you.
That I've broken anything. I haven't broken anything and I want to keep it that way. I'm at the point now that I'm like, yeah, if I get on skis, I will break something. I'm afraid of that. But you know what I will do? I'll get on a snowmobile all day long. That's fun.
That's
for
my
me.
Girl. Me too.
My, I'm just going to go out in the snow and have fun.
Snowmobile days are not over by any stretch.
My ATV days are not over.
Me either.
Let's see. What days are over? I have to think about this.
If I never get on another sailboat for the rest of my life, that's totally fine with me.
My roller coaster days are not over.
My roller coaster days are over.
Oh.
Entirely. But it doesn't work with stuff that's like
okay.
a ride. It works for things like, oh man, I got to ice out some time to do this. I have to accomplish some stuff. I got to put a plan together. I don't mean going to an amusement park.
Oh, I meant amusement park.
I know.
I'm trying to think of the things that I'm
have,
like.
Multiple books half done that yeah. I will finish. And I will finish them all.
Yeah.
Or at least most of them. And I want to.
Yep. Yeah, what else?
My golfing days are over. They never started.
Oh, you know, my golfing days never started, and I'm good with that. My tennis days never started. I'm good with that.
I like tennis.
Yeah, racquetball. No, I'm not. There's none of those that I really like. Pickleball's kind of fun, only because it's a half-drinking game we do with my friends. I'll play that.
Everything's half-drinking, you love.
Thank you. My shooting pool days are not over.
Me too.
I like that, but being a competitive pool player, that will never happen, and I'm okay with that. We talked about that at one time, like, you should take lessons, and I thought, oh, I should, and there's a reason why I didn't, because I don't like it that
my
much.
Office building ownership days are over forever.
Oh, that's
for the rest
one.
Of my life.
That's a really good. My minivan days are over.
Again.
Not that they're really.
You keep it to something
having
that requires
kids days.
Thought.
Let's see.
I don't think the kid thing's ever over. I used to think.
No,
that.
Having more kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what I mean. So now I like other people's kids. Let's see. It's fun to hold a baby and then hand it back. Here you go. What else? I'm trying to think of anything good. There's more things that I still, you know what? My door's not closed. I'm open to a lot of things, but I'm not running towards them.
Yeah. The things that I, you know, when you get to be a certain age, you understand what you're really capable of and what comes easy to you. And they tend to just, you know, the things that are really valuable are not easy.
Yeah.
And so you want to focus on that stuff, especially if when you get out from the other side of it, it worked or it's generated for, in my case, you know, I have to budget everything. So it's got to generate some money or I'm not going to spend any time on it.
It's funny, there's things though, you know what else, there's things that happen, I'm just thinking, not that I ever really wanted to be a singer, but man, I really want to have a band. And it's sure hard to have a band when you really can't sing. So that never materialized, and I'm okay with that.
We have some friends who play in a band like three times a week. This is Los Angeles.
Right.
And they're not going to, you know, achieve Led Zeppelin status, and they all know that. They're just doing it to get up on stage and have fun, and I mm-hmm. think that's great.
That's true.
Actually, I think they probably sat around and said, you know, at some point in their musician career, sat around and said, I'm not going to probably do this for a full-time living, but, you know, I'm not going to be fill in the blank Michael Jackson or whomever.
Exactly.
I just want to be a musician, playing the bass on stage, have some fun, and drink mm-hmm. some beer.
Well, you know, even in our business.
That's got to be a happy time for them, is my point.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when they realize that and they just want to have some fun.
Well, think about everything that we do right now. I'm not out there right now to be the number one in our industry, in anything that we do. That's not my goal anyway. So I kind of feel like that, and it's very freeing. I'm out here to help as many people as I can. I'm not out here to personally make, you know, this number one. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
So for me personally, you might have I don't know if you have a different thing. You can have a different goal.
We are number one. I mean, Land Academy for sure is number one. Do we buy and sell the most land right. of anyone I know or anyone in our group? No, and that's not my goal either.
Right.
Or is it my goal to competitively make sure that I make the most money? Absolutely not.
Thanks.
But as it turned out, there's no other place to buy and sell land that is even comes close to Land Academy. And the reason for that is that every single day I wake up making sure that we're staying out in front of that.
That's true.
And so, no, I'm not the best teacher or instructor or any of that stuff, and don't want to be. But I do want the people that choose to become part of this to have access to all the tools and all the stuff that I have access to, including education.
Yeah.
And have a fair chance at succeeding.
Perfect.
Better than a fair chance.
I could have said it better.
I don't think that... I'm very confident we're the best at this.
Thank you.
I would rather do, at this point in my career, less deals, make more money.
I agree.
Join us next time where we talk about how land investing is not sexy, but making money is.
And we answer your question, Bosun, on our online community at landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
What?
I don't know. I just quiet.
Oh, I was kind of like, it started to go down the, we used to play those games like, name a profession that you'll never do.
I like
thing.
That. I like know. Doing this.
That's our
it's good for, I don't know. I'm not sure from a listener's perspective how much they like it.
I know, but it's funny for us.
Hopefully, you know, my whole goal in that is like, whoever, wherever you're listening to this, you're like, yeah, I don't really don't want to be an accountant anymore. Or whatever.
Exactly. Hey, wherever you are watching or listening, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.